We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer.
Travis.
And this is Mike.
And we are
the Beer Amigos.
It is April 5th, 2014. We're in Patchogue, New York. Mike, where are we?
We are at the 10th annual Blue Point Cask Ales Festival. The glorious, glorious Catalina Wine Mixer of beer festivals.
We are looking forward to having a good time today and conducting some awesome bitchin' interviews for our awesome listeners. So Mike, we might as well get right to it, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. So stay tuned if you know what's good for you.
Oh yeah.
We are here with the Hoptron crew, Sue and Amanda, and Joe.
And Joe.
Joe, I totally forgot your name. Now I'm never going to forget it. And now that's how I'm going to say hi to you now. I'm going to be like, Joe, I'm going to be like, Giuseppe. Every time. You're just going to be a paisan now in my
head. God, I'm not behind the bar when you come, because you're not getting hooked up.
I'll walk in, and then I'll be like, oh, wait.
You have to ask Joe the first question now to make up for that.
Joe.
Which boss that he likes the best?
Oh, yeah, Joe. Which boss do you prefer
to converse with and or work for?
It's more like I have one boss combined in, you know, two bosses combined into one. That's how awesome they are. I really can't express how much I love the two of them.
You get yelled at by two people at one time. That's
You're
amazing.
Fired. Better.
He just answered like a great husband.
But that's what he is. He is like our husband because the wives are always right.
Exactly.
So Joe, I know, is frequently representing the Hoptron boutique out on the town.
Yes.
Spreading the word, sampling some beers perhaps for you to potentially serve.
Yes, his liver works for us full time, so.
Yep.
And it's definitely a good perk of the job, is it not?
It is the perk of the job. I am blessed to be sent out, find new beers, give out free pint cards, and just spread the good word that is Hoptron.
Less on the free pint cards.
Oh yeah, thanks for those 30 free cards last week. That was awesome, Joe. Very, very generous.
Come on, guys. I haven't paid for a beer there ever.
Even when I try to leave a tip, he's like, no.
So we're super pumped to see you guys here, just in general. You're always in the best of moods. What have you had so far today that you're really enjoying?
Oh, man. Right now, we are totally, totally loving St. James.
Belgians.
It's amazing. It's so awesome that we're going to have a Belgian brewery here on the island.
Agreed.
And they make like sick things. It's great. You know, I love Omegang. I love Allagash. I love those guys. But to have it on the island, for us, when we do so many local things, it like just really solidifies it. And then it's fantastic. Yep. It's not just like, I make a Belgian.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's sort of good. Here's some candy sugar. Blah, 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 blah. No, it's like really, really great beer. So I'm definitely psyched about that.
What about you, Joe?
The 6-point Spice of Life, the Nugget.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Look for it in Hoptron if it's available.
Yes.
We will get it.
What's it called? Spice of Life Nugget?
Yep, Spice of Life, single hop, Nugget.
Nugget is actually my favorite word. Word. Nugget.
Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, I think that I'm between the quad from St. James and the Bronx Pale from the Belgian Bronx.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's unbelievable.
I know that we're both enjoying the Lyme's disease from Barrier.
Oh, yeah.
I moved to the Blind Bats. Yeah, you have to get Lyme disease, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm drinking a potato stout myself now from Blind Bat. But, you guys should definitely have a early brew Belgian night at John Brewing.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Just featuring, styles that I'm sure you're going to have them because you're loving them.
Yes.
So what events do you have coming up that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Man. Exciting. So, Tuesday, which probably, you know, might be a little too soon, but we're
I don't know if this podcast will be up by Tuesday, but you can still say it just in case.
Through Tuesday, fuck it. We're doing a dogfish night, but we're also doing, we've got, we have a Greenport event. They're breaking out one of their new beers on Thursday the 17th.
Very cool.
What are their double IPA? We've got Adirondack Brewery coming on Wednesday the 16th. And we have Two Roads coming down on the 24th.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know the date, but I think it's a Thursday.
And then finish it up with Shiner at the end of the month on the 30th.
Yeah. So we, you know, all we do is beer. So, like, we got to really pack it in with, like, as many crazy beer things as possible so that people don't forget us.
And there's a rumor that there might be a Beer Amigo event at Hoptron.
Beer Amigos! We got a red carpet, and we've taken out all the lint, so it's nice and shiny. It's all ready for you and the paparazzi and the screaming
freshly
girl.
Freshly vacuumed rug. yeah, they're serving beer all day at Hoptron. So definitely get...
I love when Mike laughs at his own jokes.
Definitely get over there and check it out. It's funny, because when we did an interview with Masters of None, we were talking about Two Roads, and I was saying how it makes you think of Bone Thugs and Harmony Crossroads whenever I see their logo. And I just start singing it in my head, and I'm like, yeah.
How does that song go? I don't remember.
I got nothing right now.
You can do it.
See you at the crossroads.
Crossroads.
So you won't be lonely. You guys are going to download that shit later, I know.
Sample it. Sample it over and over.
So you can definitely stop by the Hoptron Boutique if you haven't been. The address, if you'd be kind enough to share, we'd appreciate that.
22 West Main Street, the best town ever on the island. Patchall.
That's Mike's town.
So make that happen. Tell them the Beer Amigos sent you. No free beer coupons allowed.
Tell Joseph, and then he'll give you the 30 free tickets on him. So.
Free pints for everybody.
Thank you, guys. Bye. We are here at the Blue Point 10th Anniversary Cask Ales Festival with Pete from the Harpoon Brewery. Isn't that true, Mike?
It's very true, Travis. You only speak truths.
Pete, can you tell us what Harpoon is pouring today at the brewery and a little bit about each of those beers?
Travis and Mike, thanks very much for having me today. And congratulations to Blue Point on 10 years of an awesome cask fest. This is fantastic. Second year that Harpoon is a part of it. Today we're pouring our IPA, which is our number one seller, our flagship product. It is dry hopped with Chinook hops. It's tasting wonderful and flowing freely for everyone to enjoy.
You gotta give me some of that.
Yeah, let's go. I've got some right here. And it's, right. Wait, hold on.
It looks delicious.
Oh, absolutely.
What else are you guys pouring?
I mean, everybody on the radio right now, I mean, I'm sorry you can't see this wonderfulness that's happening, but it is truly wonderful and truly delicious. So thank you. It's great. It's great to be a part of this. It's really nice to connect with the community out here, and it's really nice that there's a lot of industry folks. And thank you guys for doing this. It's very cool.
Oh, Mike, I think I'm about to lose my... I'm about to lose my sombrero.
Don't spill your beer, Travis.
Wow, thank you, Gene and Jordan.
It wouldn't happen.
It's a Beer Amigo tragedy averted.
I do what I can.
Jordan, look it off his sweatshirt.
All right. All right.
And he didn't drop his beer.
I'm okay.
He's okay, folks.
We're going back to the podcast. So usually we only have the opportunity to ask people about the beers they're drinking, but I'm also interested in what specifically you do to Harpoon and what your day-to-day, you know, job responsibilities are.
So I manage the five boroughs, Westchester County and Long Island for Harpoon. And I've got two great guys that work with me, Josh Scott and Rob Panish. Josh does the city in Westchester, works with our wholesaler over there. And Rob Panish works with our wholesaler out here on Long Island. And I manage these guys, and I work with them and go to accounts, and we make sure everybody's enjoying beer all the time.
It doesn't sound like a bad thing. And now you're also a fan of heavy metal. I think we figured that out when we hung out at the Black Sheep Ale House a few months ago.
Oh, yes. I'm a big metal fan. I think metal and beer is a fantastic combination. Actually, what's even better is metal, beer, and donuts. And actually, when at the Harpoon Brewery, when you're doing your training, and you work with the brewers, you are asked to bring donuts as a thank you to the brewers. And not only do the brewers love donuts, but they love metal music. And so you can go there, headbang with them, brew some beer, and have some donuts. And I don't think there's anything better than that.
Mike, we're talking about... Now, Mike just lost his sombrero a moment ago, too. But we're talking about heavy metal, harpoon, and donuts.
Dude, we always talk about heavy metal or metal at this festival. It's awesome. And who doesn't love donuts? I mean, especially me. I'm a fat kid. Unfortunately, but it's true.
I think the next Beer Amigos song, because Pete, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we do sing songs in our podcast, will have to be a heavy metal song.
All right, you know, so we did a beer called the Long Thaw. It's a white IPA.
The Long Thong?
Yeah, the Long Thaw. Right. Like long thong out. So you're familiar with the Anjustice 4 album by Metallica?
Metallica, of course. Right, with one. Right. Well, darkness imprisonate me. All that I see. Absolute horror. How can I live? How can I die? Living us on this.
So there's the Shortest Straw. You're familiar with that song?
Yes.
Okay, so I was thinking of the Longest Thaw. And then the Long Thaw has been brewed for you. You know, so
perfect. Yeah. That's amazing. You know, I love it. I love it.
I mean, I'm not singing it right now, but you know.
So what's next in store for Harpoon?
Next in store, well, you know, we're in summertime right now for us, so we've got our summer beer, which is a Kolsch style, and then we just debuted a new beer on our UFO series called the Big Squeeze, which is a shandy. It's a grapefruit shandy, fresh grapefruit juice, and our UFO Hefeweizen mixed together. Really delicious.
Sounds good.
I used to kind of hate grapefruit. Now I kind of like it.
Well, I would call it a man-mosa. So, Mike, if you're, you know, you wake up and you're like, hey, what's going to get me going in the morning? A UFO Big Squeeze will do it, definitely.
And, Mike, usually when you do wake up alone in your empty house.
My sombrero on.
Naked with the sombrero on, you usually do want mimosas.
Yeah, definitely. I want some fresh grapefruit squeezed. And
blast that metal and drink mimosas.
Yeah, I could be into that. I would definitely like to try it at the very least, because we encourage trying beers, you know, to our listeners. So I myself am interested in trying that without a doubt.
Yeah, me a little UFO Big Squeeze, you know, and metal and mornings and donuts. I mean.
And now you guys have three plants, right? There's three Harpoon locations. Is that correct?
Two breweries.
So, and where are those located? If anyone wants to come down.
Downtown Boston. So it's the waterfront Seaport District. We're right next to the Bank of America Pavilion, where most people go and see shows. And then in Windsor, Vermont, which is about halfway up the state, it's the Heartland exit off of 91.
Perfect.
So yeah.
If you guys are in the area, definitely stop by, drink some Harpoon. Pete, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Travis, Mike, thank you so much. Beer Amigos.
Yeah. Hiya, this is Jen from Claire Rose. I'm over at the Blue Point Cast Beer Festival with the fantastic Beer Amigos. Cheers.
We are here with the beautiful Shelby of Morrison's and Jackson's restaurants on this fine island of Long. Shelby was recently... she pretty much threw down the ultimate April Fool's punk and set up a faux alchemist beer dinner. So maybe you could tell us how you thought that was a quote-unquote good idea.
First of all, it was a good idea. It was an amazing idea. I got phone calls. I got messages from you, in fact, actually.
But what did mine say?
This is a sick joke?
I was like, Shelby... I'm totally interested in this, if this isn't a wretched April Fool's joke.
Wretched. That's exactly... I started feeling guilty halfway through, so I emailed the alchemist, like an awesome person that I am, and was like, hey, do you think that we can have a beer dinner? And they said, no. They said no. They were like, no, there's a 2.5-year waiting list in Vermont, so probably you're not going to be one of the people that's having it because you will get your butt kicked. That's all.
Meanwhile, I said, Mike, what are you doing today? He's like, well, dude, I'm working all this overtime to save up money to go to the Alchemist beer dinner.
It's true.
It's like every course paired with Heady Topper.
First of all, I'm going to do it. And second of all, there were 18 people going in the first 5 minutes that I posted it.
Well, that was probably because Ethan Meyer and Nico Kremitas were going to be live tweeting, and they're both very sexy dudes that people want to eat by.
We're still working on an event with Nico and Ethan as the headliners. We should be seeing it sometime this spring or summer.
How did your Goonies beer dinner go? I mean, I'm a huge fan of the Goonies, and when you posted it, I was like, I want a menu plan, like such a food nerd.
Well, I'm really upset that I didn't have matzo balls the size of bullet holes, because that was a planned course. Got a little messed up, but we have Tarantino coming up at Jackson's, and that's going to be, like, kind of even better.
Is it a specific film, or just in general? Is it
We're doing Pulp Fiction. We're doing From Dusk Till Dawn, where Mike Philbrick of Port Jeff Brewing Company will be providing us with a cast called the Titty Twister.
Ooh. I like titties. Mike, you like titties?
Yeah, and twisters.
Shelby, do you like titties?
I mean, I have them. They come in handy.
So there's that.
There's two other courses. I don't know what they are. And then Seinfeld, of course.
The beer dinner about nothing.
The beer dinner about nothing with Barrage Brewing Company, where there's going to be a super special beer that Steve Pominski just told me about, and I'm totally stoked. Should I tell you?
Yes.
Should I give you the exclusive?
You should give our listeners the exclusive.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I might get beat up.
Do it.
But yada, yada, yada.
Ooh, yada, yada, yada. Elaine.
That's it.
I like that.
I don't know anything else about it.
So let's get serious. Obviously, you've been a restaurant owner, a restaurant's owner for quite some time.
A restaurateur.
Tavernist.
That doesn't sound as good.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
I'm a girl, and I don't know.
When did you get in the mindset of, hey, craft beer is a great market, I feel passionate about it, I want to give my patrons an opportunity to partake in it? Obviously, okay, Jackson's has been around for a while. I know Morrison's is new. When did you get to the point where I said, I want to start carrying craft beer? I want that to be an important part of the dining experience for my restaurants.
Well, I saw these two guys, and they were wearing sombreros. And they talked about beer, and I was like, you know what? My goal is for these two guys to, like, totally interview me. And
those two really hot guys, right?
These amigos of mine.
And then we were like, we're going to do wit. We're going to do wit. We're going to do wit. Do it, do wit.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Yes. I don't know. I just felt like you have to stay with the trends, and that's what I did. Morrison's, I opened with it.
Yes.
I am obsessive about the beer menus. Everybody always looks for the guy in charge of the beer.
And it's you.
I'm that guy.
and it's great because it doesn't seem like you're just moving with the trends. It seems like you're actually passionate about what you're doing. I feel like there are places that simply go with the trend and do it, but it seems like you're going with the trend, but you're actually passionate about it and you actually care about it. Yes.
I do. I love beer. I love the industry. I love the people making it. I like setting the trends. I like doing things that are different from people. I like throwing a good party.
You're so fashion forward, Shelby.
I am. I'm like a fashionista of beer.
Yes, exactly. I think we should get her a sombrero.
Yeah, I mean, that's good stuff. I know that I would definitely like to come to one of your beer dinners. Goonies was definitely something I wanted to do. I just unfortunately had a conflictual event, so I couldn't make it.
So let's pretend that none of our listeners know of Jackson's or Morrison's. Can you just give a little feedback as to what those two restaurants are and why people should be going to dine with you?
Yeah, Jackson's is like just a super awesome place for anyone, anytime. You could go there on a date, you could go there with your friends, you could go there with your kids, although you guys don't have kids, but if you had them, you could totally bring them to the restaurant.
What kind of food is it?
There's steak, the burgers are sick. The burgers are actually the best burgers. We keep going to other places and we're like, oh, let's get the burger. And then we're like, why did we get the burger? We have the best burgers.
That's good though, because you're comparing what other people are offering. So that's not, you're not complacent in what you're serving.
No,
so that's important.
We're headed over to Austin, Texas in a couple of weeks to go do some research.
Awesome.
AKA eat and drink our faces off.
Sounds legit.
It's legit. We're gonna go pick up some good beers. We're gonna drink some good beers. We're gonna try to get some back to the restaurant. And we're gonna eat a lot of hamburgers and drink some Bloody Marys.
Sounds good. What about Morrison's? What's the difference?
Morrison's is like a baby version of Jackson's, only kind of cooler.
It's a baby.
It's a little baby.
The dango ain't my baby.
And I love it. And it's fun and cool. And happy hour is awesome. Everybody's friendly. We play good music. We play records. I bought a record player. I love it.
There's basically no reason not to dine at Jackson's and Morrison's. I'm like,
wait, so you're spinning LPs at Morrison's?
I do. I spin some Grateful Dead. I spin some Talking Heads.
Well, as I always,
love the Talking Heads.
As I always have to ask, can Mike bring his Prince Purple Rain album?
You can bring your Purple Rain album.
I've been excessively heavy on the vinyl collecting lately. It's really disgusting, actually.
I bought my record player at Urban Outfitters. Don't tell anyone.
The world knows now.
I wish I could find a place that sold record players and skinny jeans. Where is that place?
Trav, you have ample skinny jeans. Don't worry.
I do. That's true.
They also sell kitty cat mugs.
Can't get better than that.
Kitty cat.
All right, so where is Jackson's and where is Morrison's if any of our listeners want to go down and eat with you?
Jackson's is a 6005 Jericho Turnpike in Commack, across from Dick's Sporting Goods.
Bring me to Dick's.
Yeah, totally. I will, anytime. Morrison's on 430 Woodbury Road, in front of ShopRite. Try to find parking, I dare you.
Harpoon loves Shelby and her places.
Who is this guy?
I mean, come on.
He's so well-mannered. He never curses. Who is this guy?
I am great at interrupting, you know.
I like that you speak on behalf of Harpoon. You are not Harpoon. You are Pete from Harpoon.
Yes, but I speak for Harpoon. Come on now.
Do you guys want us to leave you the phone so you guys can interview each other?
Yeah, you want to go to a porta potty?
Oh my God, who the hell is this?
Hi, it's Liam from the Long Island Brewing Company.
Long Island.
This is like a five-way interview. This is the biggest five-way we've ever had.
Orgy of interview.
For Jackson's and Morrison's, like, if you're interested in Harpoon IPA, like, bamo and bamo. I'm here. I can do it. I love to do the mambo. I'll do the Harpoon IPA mambo. I don't know if you know she's into it, but let's do it.
Or should I have a Long Island IPA? I'm all confused.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Well, there's no such thing as a bad IPA. However, the Long Island IPA, which is a West Coast style IPA, brewed 100% in Riverhead. And did you mention five-way? Thank God I'm not the pivot man they're in, because usually I am.
Shelby, what IPA can we get?
I feel like we're going to have an Irish Latin dance-off.
How about we do Harpoon IPA and Long Island IPA, and we both do a mambo dance-off? I think it'll be great. The both of us can gyrate our hips along with the beer, and I think it'll work out very well.
I'll have you know I'm mambo number 6.
Wouldn't you go with any guy named Long Guy Lerland? Yeah, totally. Liam wins. It's been decided.
What? I don't even know what Mike's talking about.
Luckily, I have a personal violinist. Her name is Alex. Alex, come on in.
Oh, God.
Play the violin.
Oh, psycho theme. Yes, a lot of psycho theme.
Alex has recently been released from a
mental institution.
Well, yes, a mental. She was away for a while. She was resting upstate. And luckily, as long as you don't have a kitten or a small hedgehog, you're fine around Alex. But speaking of Long Island IPA and Harpoon IPA, they are both delicious, and they both make you taller, thinner, better looking, and an amazing dancer.
So either way, you can't go wrong.
Yes. So either go to Jackson's or Morrison's to have some delicious IPAs. We love you all. We'll see you there. Thank you so much, Shelby.
Thank you so much, guys.
Ooh, Mean Gene. We're here with the Masters of None.
Pick it up.
We're at the 10th annual Blue Point Brewery Cascales Festival.
Pick it up.
My name is Mike, and I'm here with Miss Elizabeth Travis.
What is
Jay
going
and
on?
Mike
what
of that fine on? Podcast. I don't know, but the Macho Man is here. I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never, because I'm big as a...
What's up, guys? Yo, so these are the dudes that regularly cover this festival. They're here.
Yes.
Working diligently.
Yes.
Set up so professionally.
Yes.
Making us feel inferior.
No.
And not
never.
Non-adequate, because that's what inferior means. Guys, man, how long have you been doing this for?
And why don't you have matching sweatshirts?
How long you've had this gig?
We have t-shirts.
We do.
By the way, we're the Masters of None. I don't think you've ever actually said the name, but thank you.
Yeah, no, good. Wait, what is this, 5 years
we
now?
We started the Masters of None podcast. When did we start it?
When did we start here?
Oh, here. Yeah, it's our fifth year here. We got the table. Everyone's like, who are these guys with microphones?
Yeah.
They don't have sombreros. I don't want to pay attention to them at all.
The best was the first year. It was like, where, what radio station or what can we hear you guys at?
That was like before people even knew what a podcast was. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, what radio station are you guys with?
You're like, tune in on the Masters of None FM.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, just don't worry about it. Check back in 3 years, and maybe you'll have a clue as to what we're talking about.
So give us some insight as to how your show started and how long it's existed beyond those 5 years.
We've been doing, what, it's like 7 years now?
Something like that, Jesus.
You want to do it? Tell it, good.
Well, we all worked in radio together, myself, Jay, and Art, who's not here because, I don't know, a dog was barking somewhere. And we had to, we worked in radio, and we decided afterwards when we all got out because radio business took a shit. I'm sorry, can I say that?
Oh, are we allowed to curse you guys?
Yeah,
sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. We talk about beer, so we already get the explicit content rating. I know Jay from when he used to work at WLIR, hosting the One Step Beyond
show.
Pick it up. Which apparently Trav is going to comment on incrementally throughout this interview. But it was a show that, like, I liked, I enjoyed because I was into that. And, you know, he always would play, you know, classic, like, ska reggae bands, but then also play a lot of new stuff.
Yeah, that was where I started. That was, now that I think back on it, it's pretty fucking crazy that I was, like, 21, and I had I started with a half hour, and then at one point I had 90 minutes to play whatever the fuck I wanted.
Yeah.
In, like, Market 15 or whatever Long Island is.
And
you can hear it in New York City.
And people still remember it.
And yeah, people do, actually.
I definitely remember it as well.
Which is freaking and like, ska and, like, punk was, like, so big back then that, like, it was awesome because my boss, the guy who's the program director, fucking didn't like me at all. And so I would always find ways to go around him to get what I wanted. And then he would bring in a band and do a show at the venue we own, and like 100 people would show up. And then I would do a show with like a band he's never even heard of. And
you're like at the Vanderbilt?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
sold out.
Yeah, like our first show was like 2,000
RBF,
people.
RBF, motherfucker.
Less than Jake,
with the
like no barricades.
That's awesome.
Oh, man, I remember that show.
He would get so mad. And then from there, my boss, we did all the event marketing, was just like, he would just go right past the program director to like the owner of the station and be like, yeah, give Jay a show. Because look what he did, all the money he just made.
I distinctly remember that Less Than Jake show because I remember like
bananas,
Chris
dude.
Was rocking like a rat shirt or like rat on his guitar.
Yeah.
And I remember being like front center and having like the most ridiculous bruise because it was pre-barricade there.
Yeah.
And I had like a ridiculous bruise across my stomach.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
awesome.
Whatever.
Yeah, no barricade, 2,000 kids jammed into a place that holds probably 1,300 legally.
What place
and
is
it
this?
Was just the Vanderbilt.
Oh, the Vanderbilt.
It's like an OTB palace now.
Yeah.
But there was no barricades and just these douchey security guards. So kids were jumping on stage diving and shit. So someone from one of the opening bands jumped on stage and the security guards like grabbed them and like started fighting with them. So Les and Jake like started fighting with the security guards.
Yeah,
and
the trombone player. And then no saxophone player.
And then they fucking said, that's it. They fucking dropped all their instruments,
show, right?
left the stage.
I remember
we're not playing until all the security guards are gone.
Wow.
True.
And at that point, it was me and my boss, like this like 40-year-old dude. And they're like, all the security guards leave, but we're fucking walking out of the building with like 2,000 kids all going, Less Than Jake, Less Than Jake. Like, there would have been a fucking riot. So they're like, all right, we kicked the security guards out, and it was me and my boss sitting on the speakers on stage. That was all the security for the rest of the show.
So basically you hosted Lord of the Flies the musical.
Pretty much. It was one conch short of being Lord of the Flies.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Jay, for that good interview.
I mean, we could talk music all day because, like, essentially the core of it is the same thing that charges our affinity for beer. Like,
Yeah, that's why
we're music lovers at our core. But
can I end with this one thing? I saw Blink-182 open for Less Than Jake.
Wow, really?
That's
like
Tramps.
That's like
City.
Hendrix opening for the Monkees, dude. That's
totally
beautiful.
Crazy. So when did you guys get into the beer aspect? I know you said you've been at the Blue Point Festival for 5 years. Were you always talking beer, covering beer? What made you guys, because you don't only talk about beer in the Masters and On podcast.
No.
Where'd that come from?
All right, that's you. That's you.
I mean, I've been drinking craft beer. Like, you know, after I graduated and got a job, I was like, oh, I have money. I can buy some better beer.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, when I had a little extra cash from working at the Gap part-time in college, I'd be like, oh, what's this blackened Dixie Voodoo thing or this Pete's Wicked in the supermarket that costs a dollar more than the other beers?
Right.
And I was like, oh, this shit's awesome. So, you know, after I graduated college, I think my first, like, real craft beer in a bar was, like, a Brooklyn Vice at Croxley Ales at an LIR promotion.
Okay.
And I got in the big, you know, Weiss beer glass with the lemon, and I was like, this is the fucking most amazing thing ever. And
so
then from then on, I was like, that's it. I'm done with other shit.
You had the money and the passion for prospecting.
Yeah.
First you
kinda,
get the money,
he
then
kinda
you get the
introduced
beer.
It. He kind of introduced it, though, to the show. He introduced Blue Point to the show. I mean, the show really didn't have any kind of, it was, you know, we just do all pop culture stuff. And then you started bringing the beer aspect into it. As far as this place, I mean, this place, it was, you know, chicken and egg, which came first, us or them? They came to us. I mean,
Well, yeah, basically my in-laws live here in Patchogue.
Right.
So just from being a beer fan, I was like, fuck, there's a brewery right here. And you know, when they moved here, I'm like, that's the first place I'm going. I was like, yeah, you guys can unpack yourselves at your new house. I was down here at Blue Point, and just being, you know, being in radio, we know how the schmooze works and how people partner up on shit. And I met Kurt, who's the promo guy here, and I was like, yeah, we do a podcast. It's pretty popular. It's like, we should do like a cross-promotion thing. It's like, you guys give us some free beer, and we'll fucking promote the shit out of you online.
And I love how when you schmooze with us, it's like, hey, man, let's go to Hoptron and have a battle where we see who's the best at podcasting.
We're going to throw down. It's not even about that.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
Class 14.
Yeah.
All of
the gloves are off. Yeah. I'm already gloveless, but.
Yeah, exactly. I threw a punch.
You guys have matching and Beer Amigos gloves, which is weird.
Exactly.
It's awesome. A weird it's merchandising probable. Thing.
Yeah, we could have like one long collective 16-letter phrase across our knuckles. Yeah.
The knuckles has B-E-R-A and then M-I-G-O-S on the other.
Because
sort of like a reverse prison thing. It's like you get that tattoo if you're never, ever going to prison.
Because Art's not here, we're dressing him up like Apollo Creed for the pod clash. It's going to be great.
Did you guys play James Brown before we came on, I hope?
Yes.
Living in America?
Yes.
Okay.
It's true. It's true. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, like, that you guys ended up with this gig. This is an awesome place. These guys are great.
Yeah, Blue Point's the best, man.
They deserve nothing but good things that happen to them, regardless
Absolutely.
Of any negative bullshit that's happening.
Until they stop giving us free beer, we're all about the merger.
Yeah, all about it.
You're like, free beer? I have nothing but good things to say.
What do you guys, let me ask you this, because I know you do a lot of festivals and stuff. What are you looking forward to today? What are some of the things that you've seen around already that you're like, all right, let's
do question.
He wants to know, what are we looking forward to today?
Oh, so he's interviewing us now.
Yeah, that's all right.
I like that.
I want to get to the beer because I know that's your show.
The takeover.
I'm very excited to try some stuff by Mustache.
Uh-huh.
I've had about two or three of their beers. Right, yeah, their stuff is phenomenal. I'm actually excited to try a few more beers by Two Roads.
Okay.
I've had two of their beers that I've enjoyed.
Yeah,
let me interject for a second. Whenever I see Two Roads advertising, I can't help but think, but sing Bone Thugs and Harmony, Crossroads. I'm gonna miss everybody. And I'm gonna miss everybody. I'm gonna miss my Uncle Charlie. Pick it up. See you at the cross.
Beer Thugs and Harmony.
So that's what I see. And I mean, and again, it brings us back, comes full circle back to our love for music because
exactly.
It's about having a good time. We're drinking beers, we're hanging out with cool dudes. Dudes that we thought we were frenemies with. We just met Mike today. This dude over here.
Yeah. You already rubbed your leg five times.
It's okay.
Awesome.
I have a nice leg.
Just accept it. Full acceptance.
But it's been cool to meet him. We met Jay. Well, we knew Jay for a while, I guess, by his beautiful face. But we sat down and spoke with him last year, and that's been cool. So we're definitely going to set up this throwdown with a name to be determined. At,
I think Podclash.
Hopefully at the Hoptron Boutique.
Yeah,
and
at some point this year, we got.
We'll let you know about that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for
your
time.
Thank you guys for having us on. MastersofNone.com, at MastersofNone on Twitter, MastersofNone on Facebook.
Let's drink some beer.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
Because we're at the Blue Point Cascade.
Yeah, pick it up,
brother.
What's up, guys? This is Brennan from Oscar Blues, and you are listening to the Beer Amigos live from the Blue Point Cast Festival.
So that wraps up another episode of the Beer Amigos.
It was a good time. We were in the sun. It was a little breezy. The sombrero was tipped over quite a few times. We spilled some beer on ourselves, knocked the sombreros into some folks, but it was a good time by all.
We made it count, and that's all that matters. Always a great time at the Blue Point Brewing Company for the Cascales Festival. We look forward to it every year. It's definitely a highlight of the spring, kicking off the summer. Good stuff all day.
And as always, find us on the interwebs at www.thebeeramigos.com, twitter.com/thebeeramigos, facebook.com/thebeeramigos, instagram.com/thebeeramigos, and michaelhowlandissexy.com.
It's true. Always the Beer Amigos, all the time.
So until next time,
adios amigos.
Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. Amigos, we like beer, we are amigos, and that's why we call ourselves the amigos.